Hear further from the Word of the Lord in the Arcana Celestia, parts of 42.11 and 42.17. As in the supreme sense, bread signifies the Lord, it therefore signifies everything holy which is from Him, that is, everything good and true. And because there is nothing else good which is good, except that which is of love and charity, bread signifies love and charity. Not unlike this are the thoughts of the man who is in a holy state when receiving the bread of the Holy Supper, for he then thinks not of bread, but of the Lord and His mercy, and of what is of love to him and of charity toward the neighbor, because he thinks of repentance and amendment of life. But this with variety, according to the holiness in which he is, not only as to his thought, but also as to his affection. From this it is manifest that bread, as mentioned in the word, suggests to the angels no idea of bread, but the idea of love, together with innumerable things that belong to love. It is the same with wine. When wine is read of in the word, and also when it is received in the Holy Supper, it suggests to the angels no thought of wine, but of charity toward the neighbor. This being the case, and as in this way there is a conjunction of man with heaven and through heaven with the Lord, the bread and wine have become symbols and unite the man who is in holiness of life with heaven and through heaven with the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.